The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
If we're going to die, let us die drunk.
Yeah.
My dad liked
that has become a mantra.
My dad liked the montage of Pennsylvania drunks checking in yesterday. He liked that bit. we got Billy Blank and Matt Bergman, comedian friends of ours, going to phone the program from their quarantined basements, wherever they're at.
I like that clip.
Yeah, I do too.
I do.
It's even better the second day, isn't it?
Yeah. If we're going to die, let us die drunk.
Yeah.
I do.
I do too.
You're right. It is better the second day.
Yeah.
After hanging out in the fridge overnight and whatnot.
Yeah.
Oh, it marinated well.
It did.
Losers, in other words.
Oh, well, right. I was going to play this one.
What is spank and spunk?
Oh, yeah. Old spank and spunk in the morning.
Was on this date in 1915. You might remember where you were when the New York Yankees wore their famous pinstriped uniforms for the first time.
Yeah, 3 years before the first pandemic.
Yeah.
Now we got a second one.
Well.
Sorry.
Were there pandemics?
Maybe not the first one.
Before that?
Well, it was before the 18 pandemic. Of course it was. The Black Plague.
Yeah.
I would call that a pandemic.
In this country, did we have anything that would be listed as a pandemic?
No, mainly because they're probably just Indians here.
Yeah.
So we didn't come over and give them smallpox as of yet.
Well, by 1918 we had.
Well, no, I know that. I'm talking about Middle Ages. They weren't here yet, so.
All right, so I've got a little bit of an issue with the story that came out yesterday, and it's still a story today. It's about how car thefts are going down. No, I'm sorry, that car thefts are on the rise.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Wonder why are they on the rise now?
Well, we're going to get into the story and why it bugs me.
Okay.
Is crime as a whole down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like home break-ins because everybody's home?
Yeah. When we were talking about this the other day, I looked up an article. They said crime overall is down, but specifically domestic violence is up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 And it's not even football season.
Because people are just stuck together.
Yeah. Well, you should not hit your wife.
No. No.
Yeah. And vice versa, by the way. I'm sure some dude's getting his ass kicked, too.
Yeah, we forget about those poor bastards. Yeah.
Many crimes have decreased since mid-March, but police in some major cities say that there have been more car thefts. In New York, reports of car thefts jumped 53% in the last 28 days over the same period in 2019. Reports of other crimes, including rape and robbery, dropped during this time. In Seattle, it was a 24% spike from the same time last year. Los Angeles got over an 11% jump just from 1 month earlier.
Is this because cars are just sitting around?
Yeah.
People aren't using their cars?
Yeah. They're there.
Yeah.
Now then, police can't search for or recover cars until they've been reported missing. And the trouble is that many people don't know their cars are missing because they don't go outside to look at them
and
to drive.
And they might be parked in some other area.
They might be parked around the corner or something.
Yeah, especially in bigger towns.
Yeah, they only use their car once a week and they don't find out their car's been stolen.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I go out there, right?
Earlier this month, Seattle investigators returned a stolen car to a man that didn't know it was taken.
Hey, there's a cop pulled up in my car. What's up with that?
Yeah. Okay, so that's the story.
Okay.
Is that the car thefts have increased.
Right.
If you read to the bottom of the article at CNN, it says, of course, some cities are reporting the opposite trend. Chicago police reported a 24% decrease in car thefts since mid-March.
God.
Dallas police reported a similar drop of almost 20% between March and April.
So they're having trouble with content like us.
Yeah.
And they can't joke. We can at least we can go to dick jokes
so
all the time.
So when you see that headline,
right.
Realize, that's not the whole story.
No. and other places it's dropped. Next.
And even in the paragraph, in our little news service, it didn't mention the other cities where it was.
Well, you like to investigate, Craig.
You're
a quality news. I know, but you like to read to the bottom of articles. Apparently, this guy didn't read to the bottom of the prompter. Listen to this bit.
Oh, yeah.
This is self-explanatory.
It's a local news guy.
Okay,
we'll start with that.
Right.
This young man that you're looking at right there, 26-year-old Jack Allard, was in a medically induced coma after coming down with a virus after spending time on a ventilator, and the governor today announcing that Jack has died.
It was a long month, but slowly Jack rebounded. For Jack and for the hundreds more who have left our hospitals, we are hopeful.
I feel horrible. Jack is very much alive. Jack, we love you. Again, Jack is back home, and my deepest apologies.
Fire his ass.
I was just misread everything. And
fire his ass.
He is alive, and we are grateful for that.
Fire his ass.
Why pre-read when you might get it right the first time?
He wasn't reading at all.
No.
No, he was just, we were talking off the air. He was trying to make a reel. His reel. Jack has died. What an idiot. Fire him. What if somebody was watching that actually knew Jack?
Jack was watching.
Right. Well, hey, dude.
Hey, I'm right here.
I love that. We love you, Jack.
Jack starts questioning himself.
We love you, Jack.
Wait a minute.
This is heaven?
I thought I made it.
Right. They told me I made it.
There had to be somebody in the control room getting ready to roll that clip going, no, no, no.
Well, you're assuming that guy listened to the clip, too, so.
Well, no, but I mean, somebody in the control room who put that clip together knew he was dead wrong when he said, Jack has died.
No.
Did people need to hear that again yet?
Yeah, let's hear it again.
Okay.
I love this bit.
Once again, and this is, for the record,
where is
this
it from?
Is out of New York. It says a New York TV news anchor.
That's so it could be upstate New York.
Well, we don't know. Is it New York City?
Exactly.
Okay.
Reporting on this is a New Jersey man, Jack Allard.
Okay, listen to this drama queen.
This young man that you're looking at right there, 26-year-old Jack Allard, was in a medically induced coma after coming down with a virus, after spending time on a ventilator, and the governor today announcing that Jack has died.
It was a long month, but slowly Jack rebounded. For Jack and for the hundreds more who have left our hospitals, we are hopeful.
I feel horrible. Jack is very much alive. Jack, we love you. Again, Jack is alive and back home, and my deepest apologies for that.
Feel horrible.
I was just misread everything.
No, you didn't misread anything.
He is alive,
no.
And we are grateful for that.
You didn't read anything.
Oh, put that on your reel, pal.
In order to misread something, you would have had to have read it first.
Right.
That is WABC New York City.
You go.
Bill Ritter.
He's in trouble. That's a major market guy.
ABC7, New York City.
That just goes to show you.
A fortune, man.
That local news, no matter what the level is, this is the biggest media market in the country. Local news sucks.
Probably a good-looking guy and could read really well. That's how I got the gig, but geez.
Except for my friend who had my wife on yesterday. Right. She's cool.
Right. No, she's good. She's very good, but local news sucks everywhere.
Yeah, she's...
So let's clarify that again.
She's working under the confines of local news.
Yeah.
And you spotted something that I put in a group text over the weekend that I thought Craig would react a little to, but because Craig thinks he knows everything because he reads to the bottom. He reads the whole article.
Yes, he does.
La-di-da.
Not always.
What'd I spot?
Well, this was the argument of switching alcohol.
Oh, yeah. I'm with Craig on that.
Yeah, I'm still not convinced.
Because I've done it. I've done it since then. I've done it before when I was
younger. I know the studies.
Now that I know now I know it's the amount of alcohol, doesn't matter what you switch. I mean, some sugar can be involved in that, too. I get it. But now that I know it's the amount of alcohol and how quick you drink it as opposed to different kinds of alcohol, now I know why I can drink a couple glasses of wine, I have a margarita, then I have a couple beers. I can do all that.
But it was 9.5-toed Luke checking in, and I don't know what kind of transition he was making.
He went from beer to red wine.
Whiskey to red wine.
I said, go for it, man.
Nah, I think that's a bad transition. But I haven't heard.
I'm believing in facts.
He's all right.
It's in your head, man. It's in your head.
It could be.
Because I argued with Craig when he did that story 2-3 years ago. And then I realized, no, it's...
We keep hearing.
Yeah, I mean, it's the facts. I mean,
People keep saying.
People keep saying. Scientists say, You can mix some alcohol, you know.
Well, I'm sure I'll perform.
Now, mentally, you might think, I'm really hungover. You know, you're really hungover because you drank a lot of freaking alcohol.
Yeah, if you're switching alcohols, that doesn't mean you need to start over.
No, you're drinking a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, peanut butter whiskey to red wine. Move he was going to make.
Peanut butter and jelly.
See, when I did the peanut butter whiskey, I transitioned to beer after that. And it might not have made a difference.
It's the amount of alcohol.
But I will.
I fought Craig on that too, and I figured out that he's right. It's science.
Matt,
it was
Craig
science.
Doesn't really care.
No, it was
he's
science.
He's just reporting.
Right. No. No.
Yeah, you really don't have a dog in this fight.
No, I really don't.
No. It's really not even a fight. It's a fight among alcoholics, what it is. Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, so, we're going to die. Let us die drunk.
Damn yeah, right. You got it.
It's a philosophical disagreement.
Yeah. But I go with science. I got to go with science.
And you hate that sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes I hate it.
You do.
Sometimes science gives us inconvenient answers.
Inconvenient truths, right. Yeah.
Well, that specific fight, none of us had a dog in it, because I don't care if Luke wakes up with a hangover.
But we had to fight with Craig when he first told the story. I thought you couldn't mix it, too, and I've done it over the past. I'm like, you can do it. You know.
And here I am saying, I don't believe it. Yep.
Whatever.
I've become the guy I hate.
The Athletic is reporting that Major League Baseball owners could ask for players to take a salary cut if the games are played without fans in the stands.
They're going to bitch about that. But
They say a lot of their revenue includes gate receipts, concessions, and parking.
Of course it does.
Is that the bulk of it, though?
No, but it's a lot of it, though, Todd.
Well, let's say it's 20% of it, and they lop their salaries by 20%.
Especially in the guys, the cities are getting paid the most are big baseball towns. I mean, the Yankees and the Red Sox those teams and they make a lot of money, and those games are packed every time.
The reason they make a lot of money, though, is the TV contracts.
But they're getting paid a lot more. 20% is 20%.
Yeah, but Craig's right. It's probably 20-30%.
And that was just a guess.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there. Just throwing that out there. Because they don't want their salaries lopped by 10%, 5%, 15%, 20%, 25%. They don't want that.
I don't blame them.
Exactly. The owners don't want their paychecks cut by that much either.
Understand.
And they're still looking at that multi-state plan, considering playing in Arizona, Texas, and Florida, using major and minor league facilities to get the jobs done.
We'll see. I hope the bigger brains than ours are working on that thing. So
I certainly hope so.
I don't know how you do it, but I'm trying to be positive.
Did I hear the NHL was thinking about doing their playoffs in like North Dakota somewhere?
Really?
Yeah. Like taking all the playoff teams because
that's a good idea.
North Dakota has hockey facilities.
And they got a big hockey facility. Both are college. North Dakota, right?
University of North Dakota is a big hockey school.
But yeah, like take all the playoff teams, keep them there.
I forgot the NHL even stopped.
Yeah.
You're a hockey fan, you're bumming, though, I'm sure. You know?
Just because I didn't know the outcome, but I was watching, I think it was the Boston Bruins and Montreal Canadiens 1977 Stanley Cup Finals the other day.
They're showing a lot of those 1970s finals. It's great because most of them don't have helmets on.
No.
Because you were grandfathered in.
Jason-style masks
on the
goalies.
That must have been the case because most of the Montreal Canadiens had helmets on, so I was assuming they instituted that rule probably in the mid-70s at some time.
And your grandfather,
if you were in the league before that, you didn't have to wear the helmet.
Right.
And if you wore a helmet, you are just a pussy,
according
to those guys.
Or smart.
Now, remember when we talked to that one bull rider? And it was about the advent of when the bull riders were starting to wear cages.
That guy wasn't right, though.
This guy didn't. This guy just wore his cowboy hat and called the rest of the guys who were wearing the helmets and cages pussies.
Yeah, with a big hoof in his face.
1979.
Yeah.
Really?
Was when it became mandatory for incoming players in the NHL.
Okay, so a lot of these guys...
They never grandfathered.
Yeah, but what I saw, the 77...
You still wear helmets back then.
Well, they were all wearing it by choice.
Yeah. It says here there was a guy in 1968 who died of a brain injury suffered during the game. And so between there and 79, a lot of guys started to, but it wasn't mandatory till 79.
And Jim died. Oh, Jim's alive. Sorry, Jim. Sorry, we love you.
Yeah. That's a case of where you should probably be like Craig and read to the bottom of the article.
Yeah.
Read the whole article, and you'll find out.
I love that guy.
He's not dead.
We got to keep that clip forever. Sorry, Jack. You're alive.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, God.
What?
Oh, just the Texas lieutenant governor.
Oh, yeah, he said, paraphrasing, I guess, a little bit, he said, more important things than living, right?
There are more important things than living.
Right, part of your pro-life there.
He said, now, to be fair.
No.
To be fair.
He's an idiot.
He said every life is valuable.
Oh.
And then.
Yeah.
As long as you couch it with that.
And then he said, but 500 people out of 29 million were locked down. We're crushing the average worker. We're crushing small business, the markets, this country.
It's only 500 people because they are social distancing. When are they going to get that through their thick skulls?
There's more important things than living.
Then you go first, buddy. You shake hands.
Yeah, if we weren't doing the right thing,
it'd be more.
That number would be way bigger. But, you know, that would also be acceptable to the Texas lieutenant governor because it hasn't touched anyone in his life yet. Yeah.
Plus, he's a GOP guy.
Seems to have a lot to do with it.
Yeah, it does.
Unfortunately, a lot of it seems to fall along party lines.
Hell yeah, it does.
Use of dating apps is booming.
What are you doing? Just masturbating on Zoom? I know, that's what I do.
That stuck to the tape.
Isn't that what Zoom is for?
Yeah.
Dating app Bumble reporting an 84% increase in video chats.
Oh, video.
Hinge says moves. That they have seen a 70% increase in digital dating requests.
I'm not familiar with Hinge.
Nor am I.
Well, you're married, so that's good.
Yeah. But I like good to point. Keep up on these things. Yeah.
Tinder says 3 billion swipes were registered on March 29th. That's a record for the company.
Yeah, did you offer not to wear underwear?
There you go.
People are a little less picky on Tinder these days.
Well, you can't see their ass either. Just see their face.
Unless your profile pic is your ass.
No, they're just talking to each other. It's a Tinder date. It's just face-to-face, right?
Yeah, but if I had a Tinder profile, I'd have a picture of my ass up there.
Well, it is sweet. We established that last week.
Right, instead of your face?
We've determined that.
Talk to my ass.
And Craigslist is still too small.
Yeah. I think it's just about right. He's tight.
He's dropping off.
He needs skinny jeans, man.
I think he needs to beef that
skinny
up.
Skinny jeans.
You got anything you can lift around the house? Just do some squats?
Yeah, I could.
You can lift me.
You could lift
do you
the
want
kids.
To?
See, that's the trouble.
Yeah.
there are a lot of things that are falling into place for me to do some exercise at the house and whatnot, but there is the apathy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why squat?
There's the really not wanting to.
Yeah.
I might have to look at my phone for something.
Right.
Maybe some news is popping up.
Yeah, you're doing your damn job, man. You're working hard.
I think the apathy sets in even in non-pandemic times.
I don't know.
When it comes to exercise. Yeah, what you need to do is have one of the kids jump on your back, and you do some squats that
way. These kids are like 25.
I know.
Yeah, they're much older now.
Yeah. You can handle
You got grandkids. Yeah. Have them hop on your back.
Right. Yeah. I'll get the niece and nephew to do it, the twins.
Yeah. But no, you got to have a kid, like 160, 170 pounds on your back, and do a few squats that way.
I should start.
That will get your ass back.
Great.
Maybe I should start
with...
And
he's going to pull a knee out and can't come to work.
Maybe I should start with younger children.
Right.
And then work your way up.
Work your way up.
Okay. Yeah. Let's explain what we're talking about because you just tuned in.
Lifting.
He's talking about lifting younger children, which makes it sound weirder.
Actually... He's talking about squatting them. They're on his back.
Maybe I should start with younger children. What are those guys talking about?
I didn't stick to the tape, though.
Yeah, I did.
No, I'm pretty sure it didn't.
But somewhere, somebody just turned on their radio.
Exactly. Yeah.
That was the first thing they heard.
Right.
I blame them.
All right, what he meant was he should start with...
So what do they
with,
do? They go... I mean, I guess we mentioned...
He should start with less weight.
If you're at home by... If you're in an apartment by yourself, we mentioned that. You're in an apartment by yourself. and you're quarantined, you got to be online somewhere. Just, you too. How you doing? Yeah. You know, when I get out in 6 months, you're like, you're in jail. Yeah. I'm going to take care of that ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My stepson is in an apartment all by himself.
Oh, does he come over?
Once in a while, he'll drop off some laundry, okay, and we'll hang out in the backyard, and I'll feed him.
But he's actually by himself?
Yep.
He could be in your house then, couldn't he? If he does, is he by himself?
Yep.
Okay.
What, do you toss him treats like the dogs? I feed him in the backyard.
No, we sit out in the backyard.
Once again, I think he could be in your house.
Well, maybe I'll let him in.
Well, it's up to you and your probably your wife, you know.
Wait till he scratches at the door and lets you know he wants to
but
come
I wouldn't, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
New study in the Sage Medical Journal
the
shows...
the yard like the dogs?
Oh, no, if he needs the bathroom, I think we let him go to the bathroom.
Okay, all right. We let him.
But I don't know that he's been in the house.
All right.
New study in the Sage Medical Journal shows how the silicone breast implants of one Canadian woman deflected a close-range bullet, stopping it from hitting any of her vital organs. The 30-year-old woman was shot in Toronto in 2018.
Oh, hang on a second here. Oh, damn it.
She's got a bowling alley.
Where's this? There it is. All right.
The woman was shot in Toronto in 2018. She managed to walk herself to the hospital shortly after the incident. Staff reported that the silicone gel protected her heart and lungs from the gunshot.
There you go.
She did suffer a broken rib and ruptured implants, but otherwise, she's fine.
Yeah. Very nice, man. And she's dead. Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
she's alive.
No,
we love
she's
you very
fine.
Much. Yeah. We love you very much.
She had a rack made out of Kevlar.
Yeah. And she's dead. Nope. We love her very much, though. She's alive. She's alive. It's a miracle.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.